The deal, years in the making, was architected by former Attorney General Martha Coakley and Partners Healthcare, who were seeking to add South Shore Hospital and two North Shore hospitals to its network. The complex agreement would have allowed for the acquisition to proceed, provided that Partners agreed to a series of conditions, including caps on prices.
Finally, someone has been willing to say, publicly and with authority, that Partners isn't wearing any clothes.
Alan Sager is a professor of health policy and management at Boston University School of Public Health. He's been critical of the deal and Partners' growth from the start. He says the reason is simple. It stifles competition.
I don't think it's really possible to get a competitive free market in healthcare. But in the world where we live, more competition will mean lower prices.
Despite the conditions of the deal and assertions from Partners that it would help drive down costs, it was the concerns about lack of competition that landed the agreement in Judge Janet Sanders' court. After months of hearings and an extensive public comment period, the judge said in November that she would delay a ruling until new Attorney General Maura Healey took office. Earlier this week, Healey came out against the deal. In a 48-page decision, Judge Sanders has now done the same. In a statement to colleagues, Partners CEO Gary Gottlieb expressed disappointment that the judge struck down a deal that he said would deliver, quote, high-quality care closer to home for patients and their families in a lower-cost, community-based setting. Others hailed Sanders' decision.
Candidly, I think the public was well-served.
David Spackman is general counsel and senior VP for Lahey Health, a member of a coalition of area hospitals who fought vigorously to stop the deal.
We're happy with the process. We're happy that the issue got publicly debated, that transparency was throughout, and the ultimate decision, yes, we believe was the right decision.
Partners can continue to pursue the acquisitions, but according to the Attorney General's office, they would now do so under the threat of litigation. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.